Chapter 8. And Saul was assenting to his death, and there came in that day a great persecution upon the assembly in Jerusalem. All also were scattered abroad in the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried away Stephen, and made great lamentation over him. And Saul was making havoc of the assembly, into every house entering, and hailing men and women, was giving them up to prison. They then indeed, having been scattered, went abroad proclaiming good news, the word. And Philip, having gone down to a city of Samaria, was preaching to them the Christ. The multitudes also were giving heed to the things spoken by Philip, with one accord, in their hearing, and seeing the signs that he was doing. For unclean spirits came forth from many, who were possessed, crying with a loud voice, and many, who have been paralytic and lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. And a certain man, by name Simon, was before in the city using magic, and amazing the nation of Samaria, saying himself to be a certain great one. To whom they were all giving heed, from small unto great, saying, "This one is the great power of God." And they were giving heed to him, because of his having for a long time amazed them with deeds of magic. And when they believed Philip, proclaiming good news, the things concerning the reign of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized both men and women. And Simon also himself did believe, and, having been baptized, he was continuing with Philip, beholding also signs and mighty acts being done, he was amazed. And the apostles in Jerusalem, having heard that Samaria hath received the word of God, did send unto them Peter and John, who having come down did pray concerning them, that they may receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, and only they have been baptized, to the name of the Lord Jesus. Then were they laying hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And Simon, having beheld that through the laying on of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Spirit is given, brought before them money, saying, "Give also to me this authority, that on whomsoever I may lay the hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit." And Peter said unto him, "Thy silver with thee, may it be to destruction, because the gift of God thou didst think to possess through money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this thing, for thy heart is not right before God. Reform, therefore, from this thy wickedness, and beseech God, if then the purpose of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For in the gall of bitterness, and bond of unrighteousness, I perceive thee being." And Simon answering, said, "Beseech ye for me unto the Lord, that nothing may come upon me of the things ye have spoken." Nay indeed, therefore, having testified fully, and spoken the word of the Lord, did turn back to Jerusalem. In many villages also of the Samaritans they did proclaim good news. And a messenger of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, "Arise, and go on toward the south, on the way that is going down from Jerusalem to Gaza, this is desert." And having arisen, he went on, and lo, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a man of rank, of Candace the queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, who had come to worship to Jerusalem. He was also returning, and is sitting on his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near, and be joined to this chariot." And Philip, having run near, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Dost thou then know what thou dost read?" And he said, "Why, how am I able, if someone may not guide me?" He called Philip also, having come up, to sit with him. And the contents of the writing that he was reading was this: as a sheep unto slaughter he was led, and as a lamb before his shearer dumb, so he doth not open his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and his generation, who shall declare? Because taken from the earth is his life." And the eunuch answering Philip said, "I pray thee, about whom doth the prophet say this? About himself, or about some other one?" And Philip, having opened his mouth, and having begun from this writing, proclaimed good news to him, Jesus. And as they were going on the way, they came upon a certain water, and the eunuch said, "Lo, water, What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou dost believe out of all the heart, it is lawful. And he answering said, I believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down to the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he was going on his way rejoicing. And Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he was proclaiming good news to all the cities, till his coming to Caesarea.